Last week, I participated in one of the oldest and most important citizen science projects in all of ornithology, the Venerable Breeding Bird Survey. At this time of year, volunteers all over North America are participating in this survey, covering over 4,000 individual routes. Overseen by the U.S. Geological Survey, the BBS, as it is known, was established back in 1966 by well-known ornithologist Chandler Robbins out of concern for the effects of DDT on bird populations. Since then, this now indispensable long-term data set has been used in hundreds of studies to show trends in bird populations across the continent. The methodology for the Breeding Bird Survey sort of turns bird surveys into an Olympic sport. It requires applying a lifetime of finely honed bird identification skills, mostly by ear, at 50 painfully brief stops along a breathless 25-mile route. Since you have to complete the route in 4 to 5 hours, there's no time to spare. Slack-jawed dawdling, lingering, and puzzling over mystery birds for more than a few seconds is not allowed. Given that I'm an accomplished slack-jawed dawdler when it comes to birding, it takes a focused effort on my part to get this thing done in time. Luckily, it is unlike most Olympic events in that you can drive the route in a car, which in turn facilitates the consumption of donuts and coffee during this otherwise grueling event. I was lucky to have the help of local birder and bird bander Sue Finnegan on survey day. We met at 4 a.m. sharp, giving us just enough time to get to the starting point in South Truro by 4:37, exactly 1/2 hour before sunrise. There's an alarming amount of traffic on Route 6 already, but by the second stop, we're on heavily forested back roads in the National Seashore, where birdsong is all we can hear. A clipboard contains everything we need. Detailed descriptions of all 50 stops, maps, instructions, and data sheets. At stop 2, the gorgeous flute-like song of a hermit thrush, the only one we will hear all morning, barely reaches our ears from well off into the forest. A male scarlet tanager sings from fairly close with a slightly buzzy quality that lets us know he's not the similar-sounding American robin. He'll also be our only tanager in 5 hours of surveys. The oak woods of Truro have been hit very hard by gypsy moths for a third year in a row. Beautiful, relatively gigantic valley-bottom oaks are skeletonized, giving a February look to a June day. The birds are still breeding in these eerie woods. We hear both yellow-billed and black-billed cuckoos, several eastern wood peewees, brown creepers, and uncommon breeding songbirds for the Outer Cape, like black and white warbler and blue-gray gnatcatcher. Of these, only the cuckoos can actually eat the gypsy moth caterpillars. We only encounter a few cuckoos, which is puzzling given the surfeit of food available to them. Other species are making do with other trees less affected by the plague of caterpillars, like black locust. Or maybe all the extra sunlight reaching the forest floor has produced a flush of insects in the undergrowth. Over 5 hours and 50 surveys later, we stumble across the finish line in Nickerson State Park in Brewster, adding our first red-eyed vireos and a calling wood duck to the morning's list. All of the data will go to the USGS folks down in Maryland, who will add it to this impressive 50-year data set on North American bird populations. The data is available for download and perusal on the BBS website, along with trend analysis for 420 species. As for me, I'm currently in training for next year's survey, when I'll look to shave even more minutes off of our total time. I'm mainly focusing on a technique for eating my donuts even faster.